Welcome. Today, I am going to tell you a story that will leave you speechless. You might have heard about the Taj Mahal before. Maybe you know it as the symbol of love, a wonder of the world, or a magnificent white marble monument in India. But today, I am going to tell you the real story, the story that no history book can fully capture. The Taj Mahal is not just a building. It is a love story, a tragedy, and a masterpiece all in one. A love so deep that it created one of the most beautiful structures in the world. This is the story of Shah Jahan, the mighty Mughal emperor, and Mumtaz Mahal, the woman he loved more than anything in his life. After listening to this, you will be shocked to know how one man's love for a woman gave birth to something that still stands after 400 years. And this is not just a history lesson. This is a perfect story for your English listening practice. So sit back, relax, and let me take you on a journey back in time. A journey of love, power, pain, and an unforgettable legacy. Now let's begin. To understand the Taj Mahal, we must go back in time, to the year 1607. Imagine a grand Mughal palace, decorated with gold, silk curtains, and the finest carpets from Persia. The air is filled with the fragrance of rose water, and outside, the gardens bloom with colorful flowers. This was the world of Prince Khurram, who later became Shah Jahan, the Emperor of India. At this time, he was a handsome young prince, intelligent, brave, and ambitious. He was the son of Jahangir, the fourth Mughal emperor, and the grandson of the mighty Akbar the Great. Everyone knew that one day he would rule the Mughal Empire, but he had no idea that his life was about to change forever. One day, while walking through the royal bazaar, Prince Khurram saw a young girl. She was not an ordinary girl. She was Arjumand Banu Begum, a Persian princess from a noble family. Her beauty was beyond imagination. She had long black hair, deep brown eyes, and a smile that could melt the coldest heart. In that moment, Khurram fell in love. He could not take his eyes off her. The way she moved, the way she spoke. It was as if the whole world had disappeared, and only she remained. He knew she was the one. But love in royal families was not so simple. Arjumand was the niece of Nurjahan, the powerful wife of Emperor Jahangir. Marrying her was not easy because royal marriages were often about politics, not love. But Khurram was determined. He told his father, "I will marry no one but Arjumand." Jahangir, knowing his son's strong will, finally agreed. But there was a problem. In those days, Mughal princes did not marry immediately. Even if they were engaged, they had to wait. And so, for 5 long years, Khurram and Arjumand waited for their wedding day. Finally, in 1612, the grand wedding took place. The wedding was like something from a dream. Elephants decorated with jewels, golden palaces filled with music, and the finest food from all over the empire. It was a celebration of love, a love that would later create the greatest monument in history. After marriage, Prince Khurram gave her a new name, Mumtaz Mahal, meaning the chosen one of the palace. And she truly was his chosen one. Shah Jahan had a total of 7 wives, but Mumtaz Mahal was the only one he truly loved. His other wives did not live with him the way Mumtaz did. They were only in the palace for status, not love. Mumtaz Mahal was not just a queen. She was Shah Jahan's heart, his soul, his everything. Even though he had many wives, it was Mumtaz whom he loved the most. She was his best friend, his advisor, and his greatest happiness. Wherever Shah Jahan went, Mumtaz was always with him. Unlike other Mughal queens who often lived inside the palace, Mumtaz traveled with Shah Jahan everywhere. to different cities, during battles, and even in difficult times. She was not just a silent queen. She was his partner in everything. She helped him make decisions, advised him on politics, and always stood by his side. She was not only beautiful, but also intelligent, kind, and wise. Shah Jahan trusted her more than anyone. If he had a problem, he asked Mumtaz first. If he was sad, Mumtaz comforted him. She was his strength, his peace, and his love. Every morning when Shah Jahan woke up, the first thing he wanted to see was Mumtaz. And every night before he slept, he wanted to hear her voice. Their love was something rare and special, even in the history of kings and queens. For 19 years, their love grew deeper and deeper. They had 14 children together, and each child made their bond even stronger. Mumtaz was not just a queen. She was a loving mother, a caring wife, and a kind-hearted woman who was loved by everyone in the palace. Even the servants, ministers, and soldiers respected her because she was always kind and fair to everyone. But life is unpredictable. Even the greatest love stories can take a tragic turn. In 1631, after years of happiness, Shah Jahan faced a great challenge. A rebellion started in the Deccan region, modern-day India. As an emperor, Shah Jahan had to lead his army to fight the war. And as always, Mumtaz insisted on going with him. Even though she was pregnant with their 14th child, she refused to stay behind. She said, "I will never leave you, no matter where you go." Shah Jahan was worried. He begged her to stay in the palace, to rest, to take care of herself. But Mumtaz held his hand and smiled. She said, "How can I be at peace when you are in danger? My place is by your side." Shah Jahan could never say no to her. And so, she traveled with him to the battlefield. But this journey was too hard for her. The long travels, the heat, the stress, it was too much for her delicate health. And then, in a small tent near the battlefield, the unthinkable happened. Mumtaz went into labor. The childbirth was long and painful. The doctors and nurses tried everything, but something was wrong. After hours of agony, she gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. But Mumtaz was very weak. She could barely open her eyes. Her body was too exhausted to survive. Shah Jahan rushed to her side. He held her hands tightly, his eyes filled with fear and pain. Mumtaz, struggling to breathe, looked into his eyes one last time. She whispered, "Promise me, you will never forget our love." Shah Jahan, with tears streaming down his face, said, "I swear, my love, you are my heart, my life. I will love you forever." And then Mumtaz took her last breath. She was gone. The woman who was his world, his happiness, his love, was gone. Shah Jahan broke down. He refused to believe it. He held her in his arms, crying like a child. The mighty emperor, the ruler of a great empire, was now just a man who had lost the love of his life. The entire palace fell silent. Ministers, soldiers, servants, everyone wept. The news spread across the empire. People could not believe it. Mumtaz Mahal was gone. The love of Shah Jahan's life, the woman he cherished more than anything in the world, had left him forever. The once powerful emperor was now a broken man. He did not care about the empire, the palace, or even his own life anymore. After Mumtaz died, Shah Jahan locked himself in his room for 8 days. For those 8 days, he did not eat, he did not drink, and he did not speak to anyone. His ministers, his sons, his daughters, everyone tried to comfort him, but he refused to see anyone. He just sat there in the darkness, holding Mumtaz's last piece of clothing, whispering her name. On the ninth day, his ministers begged him to come out. The empire needed him. His people needed him. But Shah Jahan no longer cared about ruling. When he finally stepped out, people gasped. The strong, handsome emperor they knew was gone. His black hair had turned completely white. His eyes were swollen and red from crying. His face looked pale and lifeless. The man who once ruled with power now looked like a living ghost. And then he made a decision that shocked the empire. He said, "I will build a monument that will make the whole world remember Mumtaz Mahal. She will live forever through this monument." This was the beginning of the Taj Mahal. Before Mumtaz died, she'd made one last request to Shah Jahan. She whispered, "Bury me in a place so beautiful that people will come from every corner of the world just to see it." Shah Jahan swore that he would fulfill her wish. At first, her body was buried in a garden in Burhanpur, where she had died. But this was not the final resting place she deserved. Shah Jahan began searching for the perfect location. He wanted a place that was peaceful, grand, and worthy of their love. And then he found it, Agra, near the Yamuna River. A place where the river's reflection would shine on her tomb forever. And so, he moved Mumtaz's body from Burhanpur to Agra, where the greatest monument of love would be built for her. Now, Shah Jahan had only one purpose in life: to build the most beautiful monument in the world for Mumtaz Mahal. But this would not be just any tomb. It had to be made of the purest white marble from Rajasthan, decorated with gemstones from all over the world, so perfect that no other building in history could compare. Shah Jahan called the best architects, engineers, and artists from across India, Persia, Turkey, and Central Asia. Shah Jahan had promised to build the greatest monument of love, and he did, no matter how much it cost. The Taj Mahal was built using materials from all over the world. White marble from Makrana, Rajasthan, India, jade and crystal from China, turquoise from Tibet, lapis lazuli from Afghanistan, sapphire from Sri Lanka, carnelian from Arabia, diamonds from Golconda, India, gold, silver, and pearls from all over Asia and Europe. It is estimated that the total cost of building the Taj Mahal was 32 million rupees at that time. In today's money, that would be more than $1 billion. USD. It was the most expensive structure built in that era. Over 20,000 workers worked day and night for 22 years to complete it. But the most mysterious question is, why is it called Taj Mahal? The name Taj Mahal has been a mystery for many. Some historians believe it comes from Mumtaz Mahal, the name of Shah Jahan's beloved wife. Taj means crown in Persian. Mahal means palace in Arabic. So Taj Mahal means the crown palace, a fitting name for the monument of the queen who ruled Shah Jahan's heart. But others believe it comes from an ancient Hindu temple that existed at the site before. Regardless of its origin, one thing is certain: the Taj Mahal is the ultimate symbol of love. But while this magnificent structure was being built, something terrible was happening in the royal family. One of the most shocking and controversial claims in history is that Shah Jahan had an unnatural obsession with his own daughter, Jahanara Begum. Jahanara was Shah Jahan's favorite daughter, born to Mumtaz Mahal. After Mumtaz's death, Jahanara took on the role of First Lady of the Mughal Empire. She was intelligent, beautiful, and had great political power. But there was a dark rumor. Some historians believe that Shah Jahan never let her marry because he wanted her for himself. Jahanara never married. She was treated like a queen, unlike his other daughters. Some historians claim Shah Jahan had an inappropriate relationship with her. But there is no solid proof of this, only theories and speculation. What is certain is that Shah Jahan adored Jahanara, and she was the only person he truly trusted in his final years. But soon, he would lose everything. Shah Jahan had four sons, but the fight for the throne was brutal. His sons fought a deadly war against each other for power. The strongest among them was Aurangzeb, a ruthless warrior and a man of strict Islamic beliefs. Unlike his father, who loved art, music, and beauty, Aurangzeb was a cold-hearted ruler who believed in military power and religious control. He hated the extravagance of the Taj Mahal. He believed his father was wasting money on useless things instead of focusing on war and power. And so, in 1658, Aurangzeb did something unthinkable. He imprisoned his own father. Aurangzeb locked Shah Jahan inside the Agra Fort, a massive palace near the Taj Mahal. For 8 years, Shah Jahan was a prisoner. But the cruelest part? His prison cell had a small window. From there, he could see the Taj Mahal, but he could never go near it. Every day, he would sit by the window, staring at the monument of his lost love. He spent his last years in sadness, thinking about Mumtaz Mahal and the love they shared. His only comfort was his daughter, Jahanara Begum, who stayed with him until his last breath. In 1666, after 8 years as a prisoner, Shah Jahan died at the age of 74. His final wish? He wanted to be buried next to Mumtaz Mahal. Aurangzeb granted this wish. Shah Jahan was secretly buried next to Mumtaz Mahal, in the same tomb, inside the Taj Mahal. And thus, the love story of Shah Jahan and Mumtaz Mahal finally came to an end. It is considered one of the seven wonders of the world and is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The Taj Mahal is a reminder of the love that Shah Jahan had for Mumtaz Mahal. But it is also a story of love and loss, betrayal and tragedy, power and downfall. The story of the Taj Mahal is not just about a beautiful building. It is about a love so powerful that it created one of the greatest wonders of the world. People from all over the world visit this breathtaking monument. Millions of tourists, leaders, and historians come to admire its beauty. Engineers and architects from around the world still praise the perfection of its design. They wonder how, in an era without modern machines, such a flawless masterpiece was built. Even Bill Clinton, the former president of the United States, once said, "There are two kinds of people in the world, those who have seen the Taj Mahal and those who haven't." This proves that the Taj Mahal is not just a building. It is an experience, a feeling, a story carved in stone. It is a monument of love, but also a reminder of the pain of losing someone dear. It is eternal. It is unforgettable. It is the Taj Mahal. And that is why the Taj Mahal will live forever.